Hey there, this is the Third Revolution of the Youth Influence Initiative, and we want to be talking about some things, like kind of like a continuation from where we stopped on our Facebook page. But this will be more focused on the things that we are doing, as well as our goals. Of course, this is the COVID-19 version of everything, so you might not get the paparazzi, though I'm not a paparazzi person, but I just get right to it. First of all, what is the most important thing? Let's start from there. What is the most important thing to us as humans? You know, I did a couple of research and I discovered that the most important thing to us as a people is the desire to perpetuate ourselves, basically not to die. Nobody wants to die, nobody wants to be forgotten, you know. So, and basically everything we do is just to kind of like find a way around this particular problem. Individually, actually, we do that by giving birth to children and then leaving a legacy, you know, basically doing something that people will remember you for, and all in a bid not to be forgotten. And usually we try to accomplish either of them. But sometimes, if you are lucky, we are able to do both of them. Where I want to focus on right now is actually how we handle this problem as humanity or as a society at the macro level. Because right now, our civilization on this earth is still very, very primitive. And that is actually the direction that the world is going towards, at least the serious societies in the world. So there are three ways that we can achieve this. And the first one is actually by creating a progressive society. You know, a society that is built on the foundation of equity and justice. You know, and the second way that we can achieve this is through increasing the amount of energy that we have access to, that we can harness. And the third is travel technology. You understand? Basically reducing the time that it's going to take to move from this earth to other planets. Because we are living on this earth and the resources are finite. So the only way that we can actually continue to live on and on and on this civilization is if you find a way to go to other places. That is how we have always done. Of course, with proper management of the resources and with advancement in technology, we probably could actually prolong this question, the second two needs, by 1,000 or 2,000 years or on and on like that. But ultimately, we are going to get to a point where we exhaust the resources of this earth. So by that time, God saves us if we've not found a way to move between the earth and Mars, probably in like 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. It is actually going to be a very big problem for us. But the second and the third, they are still in the future. The most important one to us right now is the first, which is getting a progressive society. That is the question that we have to answer today. Because right now, our biggest existential threat is us. We are our problem right now. You understand? Because somehow, maybe somebody, Kim Jong-un, probably can just get somebody angry and they'll just drop a bomb somewhere. Or probably one society can just rise up like Germany. What if Germany was successful? If they had, would have entered into a dark age. So that is actually where we are going to be spending most of our time. So how to create this progressive society? In astrophysics, this is called the Type 1 civilization. A civilization where we are able to harness all the energy resources on this earth, and then we are able to create a global society, basically. But that society has, before we can get to that level, it has to be a progressive one, one that is built up on the foundation of equity and justice, like we said before, where the right of everybody is protected without jeopardizing the right of any other person. Basically, a society where I can have what to eat, I can have all my needs met without affecting your own needs. That is a progressive society. But the question is, how do we do this? How can I have what to eat without affecting you? How can we create that system where a rich man can become as rich as he possibly can without affecting my own chance of becoming as rich as I want to be rich or as comfortable as I want to be? I know fully well that the resources in the society is finite, you understand? How do we create a society where everybody has their needs met without jeopardize? Because if I'm willing to work to become a millionaire and another person is just willing to work to have just $10,000 in his account, you know, I should be able to achieve my goal if I'm able to put in the work without affecting his own goal of having $10,000. So that's what I'm talking about. So actually, to answer this question, we came up with two models for a society. The first one is the perfect society, a society where everybody is operating at their full potential and the society is operating at its full potential. That's a perfect society or an ideal society, that's what we called it. Now, of course, we understand that, look, right now, we've not gotten to that stage yet. It's still something that is going to be in the future. You understand? But there's another model that is achievable today, the normal society. Now, that one is achievable today. A normal society is a society where everybody can have their basic needs met without jeopardizing the rights of other people and sustainably at that. Of course, it doesn't talk about how to tap into my full potentials. But that's in a perfect society. But right now, we can achieve normalcy. You can achieve a society that is normal, where everybody has food to eat, everybody has clothes to wear, everybody has basic necessities, everybody in this society. Because the truth of the matter is that, look, the poor man that is living as a beggar in the street, how are you sure that the next technology that is going to move up from where we are to the next level is not in his head? But he doesn't have money. So those are the questions that a normal society answers right now. Of course, while it is important for us to pursue perfect society and ideal society, what is achievable right now is getting a normal society. So now that is actually what we have been working on for some time. Achieving a normal society is not difficult. It's quite achievable. But there are certain things that have to be in place. So now the question is, how do we achieve this? And that is actually the purpose of all the work that we are doing in the Youth Influence Initiative. You know, trying to explore different options and ways that we can actually create a normal society. You know, basically, there's no society that is normal, because if you have a society where it's still normal to see destitutes, people that are homeless, they cannot be considered as a normal society, because a normal society is an inclusive society where economically and politically everybody is empowered to participate in the society where they are living. And if you are able to achieve this, it's going to be one of the biggest achievements that has come from Black Africa. Of course, it is possible. There are different programs, there are different things that we are going to be talking about, but first of all, let all of us get to the same page. Of course, as time goes on, we are going to be talking about different videos, and most of them, they are going to be channeled towards this, how to make Nigeria a better place, you know, how to improve Nigeria, how ultimately what we have in mind, the goal, the vision that we have for Nigeria is for Nigeria to be a society where every Nigerian, every resident of Nigeria has the ability to be able to meet their basic necessity. That is the goal, ultimate goal that we are trying to reach. When we get to that stage, then we'll now start talking about the perfect society. But for now, that is where we are going to. And we are going to be talking about different ways, different avenues, different things that we are going to be doing. And we hope that as many people as possible join us in this. So to summarize everything, we're trying to see how we can create a progressive society. Because if we want to start planning the future, you have to start now. And the funny thing is that we in Nigeria, we don't have the luxury like other people. They can still manage. But no, things are going from bad to worse. A lot of things are happening in the country, and with the way our political system is going, if we continue letting things just go on like that, little by little, like, we might just wake up one day and there will be nothing for us to do again. And if we get to that stage and everybody will not start looking for how to run helter skelter, this country will just implode and the outcomes are not palatable at all for anybody. So it is important for us to start laying the building blocks for our foundation, for our future from today. You know, something that our children, your children and my children are going to have. Like some people say, the journey of 1,000 miles starts from the first step. You have to take the first step first. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, right? But from the first day, they started drawing the plan for Rome. You know, so even if in our lifetime, we start drawing the plans for this great Nigeria, for this Nigeria that wants to see, it is okay. But we have to start doing something for Nigeria. You know, of course, from time to time, we are going to be talking about different issues. We are going to be covering different topics on this matter. And we've actually developed a master plan, and we are going to be talking about those on this channel also. We are trying to publish a book, you know, that talks about this. So that is just on the economic aspect. But we want it to be a normal thing for everybody, for us to come to the same page with regards to this idea of a society, of a progressive society. And it is possible for us to see that it is possible in Nigeria for us to have this society where you and I can be assured that tomorrow our children will have what to eat. Thank you very much. Next time we are going to be talking about different economic systems, different social systems, You understand? So we are not going to be going in depth into what a normal society looks like and what a perfect society looks like. And then we are going to start talking little by little and start digging deep and start uncovering some things. Because the whole aim of this video is to make you understand that it is not only possible, but it is very, very easy for us to achieve this goal. And if we achieve this goal, the whole world will be coming to us to learn how to organize a society like this. So, thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Until next time, do have a wonderful day and keep